saying this evening with Kevin Bulk and Sarah Martinez of Intero Bang Studios. Folks, how you doing tonight?
Oh, you all right?
Awesome. So, would you like to tell my audience first a little bit about yourselves?
We're Intero Bang Studios. We've been doing web comics and stuff since 2005. We're best known for a lot of our parody stuff, including It Sucks to Be Ouija and Ensign Sue Must Die. We've been doing the con circuit since
2008.
We're basically just a small run independent comic studio. Does a little, you know, has a finger in a lot of little pies for comics and stuff. So
yes.
Anything, am I forgetting anything, Sarah?
Well, Kevin does a lot of freelance art, and we run, we're at 16, soon to be 17 different comics through our site. That's IntaroBangStudios.com.
Very nice. And how did the business come about?
Do you want to tell this one? Do you want to feel this one?
I was the gal at the comic book store. Mm-hmm. I was managing a shop in Glen Burnie, Maryland, and Kevin was one of my customers. And he had dreams. He had a high school publishing venture that had not really gone anywhere, but he'd heard about the internet and wanted to make another stab at it. He convinced me that I was exactly what the team needed. His team of one.
I see.
And I became his inker, and then co-writer, and then collaborator, and then girlfriend, and then business partner, and
all according to plan.
Eventually fiance, and yeah, I mean, like, I just keep getting promoted. It's great.
Moving on up. All right. That's sounds good to me. So let's talk about what, you know, the product that, well, for those of you who have heard this podcast for several weeks before, I was at KatsuCon 2015, and while trolling through the artist alley, I came across a series of prints which were remarkably hilarious, and some of you may have spotted them on my website. That series of prints was a parody known as It Sucks to Be a Ouija. Would you like to, Cabo, would you like to tell us a little bit about the product?
Yeah, actually, the Sucks to Be Ouija is actually a parody comic strip, that we did, starting in, well, I think 2009, I think is when we started it. And essentially the concept, it's basically, Mario's little brother dealing with the, horrible handicap of being Luigi. So think of it as like, Nintendo meets Peanuts, and it's kind of like for a long time, like Nintendo was kind of giving Luigi the shaft on a lot of things. So it was kind of making fun of Nintendo's, habit of doing that, and kind of like, really, it was like kind of a really clever public relations campaign, for Luigi. 'Cause like everyone loves an underdog, especially one who's put upon a lot and almost never wins. So yeah, like there were a lot of Luigi fans that were either validated or made because of that comic strip. So, you know, mission accomplished. We actually just ended the comic strip last year, I believe. Mm-hmm. But we are going to be giving it one last hurrah in book form, this month. So.
And what might, and what part, what that, what, what might that, that be?
Oh, the book is the Intero Bang Studios parody parade. it will collect up all of the 80-plus pages of the Sucks to Be Ouija comics. There's some original content, or some new content, rather. And there is – it also includes the other two parody strips that we had done prior, the Wookiee Ookies. The Watch Babies. Oh goodness, I said two. It should have been three.
Fairhaired
Adventure Seekers, as well as pages upon pages of Kevin's like kind of one shot gags, and parody material.
Basically, I'm kind of a pop culture junkie, and like, so like, it was basically a lot of pretty much everything we've ever done that makes fun of something else is going to be included in this book, with the exception of Ensasu Must Die. Although Ensasu Must Die is kind of its own world, so while it still kind of falls in with our parody stuff,
it kind of stands alone
as its own thing. That's not included in that, but everything else is.
We were hoping to put all that stuff into one box so that we could keep it around, keep it fresh, but open ourselves up to do even more projects.
Indeed. And would you like to tell my audience a little bit about some of the other stuff you guys do?
Sure. Well, let's start off with the parody, because we have the stuff that's mostly parody, and then we have like our 100% 100% original stuff. So in terms of like our parody stuff, which is what we're mostly known for, like I said, we do It's Sex Me Ouija, and I had mentioned Ensasu Must Die, and basically that's kind of set in the Star Trek universe. It starts off there as kind of a parody fan-made Mary Sue original characters. Basically, Ensign Mary Sue is the newest recruit on the Starship Enterprise, and she's so perfect, sweet, and wonderful in every way that the crew kind of gets sick of her and tries to get rid of her in any way, by any means necessary. And it leads to basically branches off into this crazy multi-universe, like, fandom-spanning epic, that's both a love letter, apparently, it's a parody of / love letter to fan fiction, basically, and our relationship to our original characters and our favorite, characters we like and our favorite TV shows and stuff. So that's probably our second most popular series next to It Sucks to Be Ouija. Sarah was mentioning Wookie Ookies, which is pretty much just it's newspaper style Star Wars comic strips, in cute, adorable Kabo style. And Fairy Adventure Seekers is also more in line with It Sucks to Be Ouija, and that it's Nintendo based, but it's mostly like stuff that pokes fun at Legend of Zelda. And then Watch Babies is a mini series that was basically a preschool watchman.
Who watches the Watch Babies?
Their nanny.
They're too young to be unsupervised, silly.
So yeah, that covers like that kind of fan parody stuff. On the other end of the spectrum, I do an autobiographical comic called I'm My Own Mascot, which is basically it's basically the life of a cartoonist, which, you know, I guess is not really new in and of itself, but it's more or less like you get to hang out with me. And I'm funny occasionally. So it's, you know, it's basically the comic strip equivalent of just artist.
And then we have a whole bunch of things. When we started in Terror Bang Studios back in the, we're inking in the back of the comic shop and we're inking over at Kevin's place in the basement. That there was a host of cast of characters that Kevin had already made up, that were already part of what he saw for in Terror Bang Studios. So there, if you travel to our webcomics button on the website, you'll see there's archives for a heck of a lot more stuff that probably you may not recognize right off the bat. We had an all ages series, The Dark Intruder, who was an adorable and full of gusto, a little crime fighter in a city without crime. And then there was a girl named Bob who worked at a bank and hated life, but wasn't about to let that get her down, not when she could make trouble for everyone else. So I want you to imagine a very angry, frumpy Daria, like genuinely frumpy, not trendy.
That was actually the first thing that popped into my head, actually.
Yeah, not trendy, cute, frumpy, like genuinely, like.
Oh, wow, like Bagley and frumpy. There's a whole cast of characters. Like I said, we've got 16 archives. You'll be busy for forever, but one of ours that – We are reviving soon. Trigger Star. God, Kevin, can you do the full title?
The full title is The Last Mystical Legend of the Fantastic Fantasy Trigger Star.
This one started back when Kevin was in high school. And uh, So it begins with a lot of poop jokes.
Because that's funny.
Indeed.